This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois House today has passed a measure restricting the ability of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to operate at public schools. The bill from Democratic State Representative Lillian Jimenez of Chicago says ICE agents would need a written statement of purpose and a signed judicial warrant before they are allowed on school grounds, and school staff could not detain anybody based solely on requests from immigration agents. It also prohibits districts from denying students an education based on their actual or perceived immigration status. This measure still needs to pass the state Senate. Another measure to overhaul public transportation has surfaced at the Illinois Capitol. Now, this one includes tax and fee hikes to pay for it. My colleague Alex Degman reports State Senator Ram Villivallam introduced his measure just a few hours after the House had unveiled a different and separate measure. Both these ideas call for universal fares across transportation agencies, coordinating scheduling, and a public safety task force. Now, this second bill includes a 10% surcharge on Uber and Lyft rides across the region, also a real estate transfer tax in the suburbs, and a potential 50-cent surcharge on tolls. Villivallam says his bill would raise about $1.2 billion. He says it represents shared sacrifice.
There are parts of this funding package each stakeholder appreciates, and there's parts that they, you know, would ask further questions on.
Republicans and Democrats from the suburbs see this as a cash grab, so the measure's passage is uncertain. Chicago Bears quarterback Caleb Williams is reaffirming his commitment to the team. A recent report from ESPN revealed that in the months leading up to the 2024 NFL draft, Williams did not want to be a Chicago Bear. He cited concerns over how the franchise has handled young quarterbacks over the years. But Williams says after he visited the Bears facilities for the first time, he knew it was where he wanted to be.
The most important thing is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here. I love my teammates. You know, I love all the people that got me here. You know, all those things, like I said, were thoughts. But the main goal and the main objective of being here is to turn around. That's why I was selected number one.
The ESPN report is part of an excerpt from reporter Seth Wickersham's upcoming book. It takes a closer look at quarterbacks across the league, including Caleb Williams, and it's set to be released September 9th, just a day after the Bears' season opener. And the Chicago area has been stuck with daily cloud cover and cooler temperatures. But not to worry, National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Burke says much higher temperatures will hit by the start of next week.
We'll actually start to see conditions warm above average. We're looking at temperatures potentially into the upper 80s by Monday and Tuesday of next week. So definitely more summer-like conditions expected there.
Before that, possible thunderstorms and some Canadian wildfire smoke are in the forecast for Friday afternoon and evening. And then Saturday and Sunday, you'll see highs in the mid to upper 60s. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago musician Dreamer Isioma conjures a unique sonic universe on the new album Star-Crossed Lover. Before setting off on a North American tour, the artist stopped by Vocaloz Studios to talk about the years-long project and their influences.
Yeah, making this album was a long time coming. I actually started making this project around when Bad Ting was releasing. So I would say the process was a lot of trial and error, a lot of living life, a lot of hard times, a lot of dark times, and just like finding the light through that. Definitely shout out Paramore, shout out the whole pop punk like era of like the 2010s. I was trying to evoke that energy but make it more myself, make it more black, make it more new and sound like you're going to like a new planet.
Thank you.
the visuals for this project, shout out to Jared Avalos and Cal and Brandon Sanchez, who I work very closely with. We came up with like the concepts for these videos like years ago, and I've been cooking on them since. So it was definitely like, this album is both a visual and a sonic experience for sure. This is Find Some Space by Dreamery Sioma. We made that song actually here in Chicago in Classic Studios. It was with Victor Internet, Brooklyn Sky, and Adon Diaz. There was no like plot or anything, but we were just like in the studio all playing different instruments. I was playing guitar, Brooke was doing bass, and it just came together really organically, like on some like just like real Chicago musicians just banging it out in the studio. But yeah, that story, the song, it kind of just like tells you a story of like how my life has been, I guess, even since the last time I released like a full LP. But yeah, there's a lot of different emotions in it, a lot of like just me like releasing a lot of chaos that has happened between them, because you can even hear it in the vocals. Verse one was recorded 3 years ago and the second verse was recorded only a couple months ago in my new home, so a lot has happened between then.
Chicago musician Dreamer Isioma in studio with our sister station Vocalo. This segment was reported by Nudia Hernandez and Morgan Sioka and produced by Noah Jennings. Weather partly sunny and pleasant. We're at a high right around 70 degrees, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. And then Friday, quite warm, sunny and breezy with a high in the upper 70s. You have a chance of rain in the afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.